this was my father's farm. So my brother and I took it over when I was 18. So I just, that was 40 some years ago now. And he had dairy cattle and then got out of dairy cattle. And then we got into hogs. My brother and I had hogs here for 25 years. And then that went by the wayside. And we just expanded on the beef. So we've been beef ever since. And my three daughters, Carolyn, Julie, and Margaret, they wanted to do some stuff, so we got into a purebred Limousin herd. So they do a lot of that, and we go all over showing in the summertime. So those bull calves, the Limousin bull calves, we actually will use here on our commercials, and we'll sell some. But we sell heifers down into the U.S., all over Canada. So yeah, it makes them a lot more valuable than just for meat, for sure. So we run commercial, about 200 cows. We've got another 50 purebreds. We crop and pasture about 1,500 acres and in about three or four different townships. So, yeah, cattle are all out on pasture in the summertime, all but for the cattle that we background here to sell in the fall. And there's a few down in the barn, show cattle, that the girls work with all summer. So from starting the end of August, we've got a show every weekend until the first weekend in October, and then we're done until the Royal the first weekend in November. So we've had the Canadian Show Female of the Year the last 2 years running, so we're pretty proud of that. We've got another one here that I think is in contention this year for that, so that's pretty prestigious for us. So when you're looking at all over Canada, and the Royal is the biggest limo show in Canada, without a doubt.
Tell me a little bit about what a typical day is like for you.
Oh, well, this time of year, it would be, feeding these stockers that are here, looking after the purebred cattle that they're showing, and then moving from that to either doing hay, combining wheat, doing straw. We're going to be moving into corn silage here shortly, then planting fall wheat, and then combining beans and grain corn. And then right after the Royal, I'll have a couple week span of bringing all these cattle home. So we don't get much help anymore. My brother and I can handle the equipment. I do get help trucking cattle at times, and the daughters, they can handle the purebreds on their own. So that's the labor we've got. So
looking back to your 18-year-old self when you started out, what would you say to yourself at that time?
Oh, probably what was I thinking in doing this? And my father, if he was still alive, he would have said, "I told you so." I don't regret what we do. It's a great way to raise kids, especially the shows, because they know everybody. You go to the Royal and those girls know more people than I do and whatnot. So I would wonder then, if I know what I know now, why I got into it. But I don't think I would have changed anything, right? It's not as easy to get into farming now as it was then. Our government has managed to change that for us. So, and that's as far on the government part as I'll go. But I mean, it's difficult, and still searching for ways to get the girls into it on their own.
Favorite part of the day? Favorite part of the job?
Oh, for me, it's looking after the cattle. Yeah, feeding, driving through the pastures. My wife and I, when we were first married and our first one came along, we'd go in the truck and drive through the cattle calving and on pasture there in the fall. And the kids always just loved it, and the wife liked it. And that's probably what I enjoy the most. And now that we're showing, getting out to these shows and talking to other producers from all over the place. So that's the part that I like.